right, I'm having numbness bad. I'm not trying to do anything, just... Here, let me... No, I won't. Anyway, we're going to go to 1 John, seriously, chapter 2. And this is one of those that... Like I said, the Lord's been laying a message on my heart, and it's coming up real soon. 1 John chapter 2. And we went through basically the first 14 verses, and there was a lot in those verses. And Lord, we could go back through them and there'd be a whole lot more. So verse 15 all the way to 29, and we probably won't get through all this tonight. May not get past the first few. But verse 15 says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father, is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Amen. Little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us." There's a lot to be said there. Verse 20. "But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you, but the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If ye know that he is righteous, ye know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him." Let's pray. Our most kind and gracious Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to come to your house tonight. Lord, the middle of the week, so to speak, Lord, to be refilled. And Lord, to go out and battle the enemy in our daily lives as we do a whole lot more than what I'd like. But Lord, we know that as long as we are here, we're going to have to battle this enemy. Lord, and it comes in many forms. Lord, help us to understand. Help us to gain the knowledge you would have us to. And these things I pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
I'll start out with 15. We'll see what happens. There's so much in here. Well, no. I'm going to start out with 27 because I've had a lot of people use this verse. Actually, I'm going to read verse 20. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. Then I want to go to 27. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. Now, I want us to understand something, and I don't know, the Lord's give this to me, so for whatever reason, there's a lot of people that don't think that we need teachers, we don't need Sunday schools, we don't need, I'll call them preacher schools. There's a lot of people that say, well, you don't need that because you have this. Really, that's not what it's talking about in these verses. It's not talking about schooling. It's not talking about Sunday school classes. Honestly, it teaches to have what I want to call them. I'll call it this. It teaches us to have preacher schools. There's a difference in a cemetery and an actual preacher school. Anybody catch that? I'll be up front with you. Seminary, you're pretty much on the way to the graveyard. A bunch of theologians in there that wouldn't know Jesus if he walked in the door. And they want to teach you a bunch of garbage. They want to debate on whether Mary was a virgin. They want to debate on all that kind of, listen, the Bible said Mary was a virgin. She was a virgin. I don't need people that away. The ones I'm talking about is like what I went to. Brother Larry attended some of the same. And I know other people. They're pastors. They're out there pastoring churches. And they volunteer their time and they teach people that have surrendered to preach.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be up front with you. Nowhere, you're never going to be 100% ready to pastor a church because you went to school.
Amen.
You're not going to spend 6 years in college or 8 years, whatever it is, walk out with a doctorate and honestly hold that doctorate with that education. Listen, it don't work that way. It's kind of like, I'm going to put it, it's funny that I'm a farrier by trade. That's horseshoer for you guys that don't know what that is. It's funny that I am that because they have in the farrier world that you can go to school and you can become a journeyman farrier, and I get that, and you can become a master farrier. That I don't get. I never understood how you could be a master farrier because there's always something new with every time you pick up a horse's foot. You dig around in that foot and you'll find something new. And I've taken hooves off of horses and wrapped them and they lay on the ground and people take care of them. And then I've taken part of their hooves off. And then we'd build a metal shoe for it, special design so that they could get up and walk around because, believe it or not, horses ain't meant to lay around.
Yeah.
And so, but they could walk, and it takes their hoof a year, by the way, to grow out from the hair down to the back to the ground. And we did that for a lot of purposes. And the reason I'm telling you that is because there was always new things going on with certain horse feet. So I couldn't understand, because if you mastered it, then you can't get no better, right?
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Well, I never understood how some of these people become doctors of the theological world.
Preach.
And the Bible world.
Come on.
I never understood how they do that, And they know it all now. And now they're no longer Brother Jim. They're Brother Dr. Jim. There's only one that could be in that rank, and that's Jesus.
Amen.
I'm just going to be up front with you. I do say that the people that we associate with, the American Baptist Association, the Baptist Missionary Association as well, I think they do it the right way. They don't take a kid that comes out of, goes to college out here in California or wherever they go, back east or down south. They go to college for a few years and then they come out as Dr. So-and-so. And I don't understand how they do. I mean, they still wet behind the ears, no offense. But listen, I didn't grow up until I was 30 at least, ask my wife. And she still thinks I'm having. The BMA, the ABA, that those associational works, you've got to be in as a pastor of a church or missionary for 20 years to even be considered to have a doctorate. I think it takes time to get there. Believe me, this is going somewhere. I think it takes time to learn, and even then, you still ain't got it. Listen, when I come out of school, I went 4 years, got a bachelor's. Don't mean to think, it's hanging on the wall back there in the office. All that means I spent 4 years of my life in school studying the Bible. That's what we studied. We studied the Bible. I didn't study a lot of these old wild books. We studied the Holy Bible, the Word of God. Yeah. Now, when I come out of there, did they teach you everything, Brother Larry?
No,
they don't teach you how to deal with a mom sitting there holding a baby right after delivery that's dying. They didn't teach you how to deal with that.
No.
And I've been there. And they didn't teach you how to deal with, they tried to teach you how to deal with marital problems and drug-related problems. But it just takes time. And it takes study and it takes prayer.
Amen.
Now, with that said, the verses I read, verse 20, but ye have an unction from the Holy Ghost. Guess what? Every child of God has, whether they use it or not, they have a direct line to the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Amen.
Brother, I know you have. You ever heard that song, call him up, call him up, call him on the main line.
Jesus is
on the main line.
Tell him what you want.
There you go, brother. I love that song because I'm going to tell you, we've got a main line if we'll clear it out.
Yeah.
You see, that's the problem is we don't clear it out. We let it get fogged up and we let it get a lot of static in there. Yeah. You ever heard that song, FM, No Static at All? I think it was Steely Dan. We don't have FM, No Static at All. If we want it, we got XM. You can get it wherever you go. I can drive from Henderson all the way to Mississippi and listen to the same channel. It's channel 74. B.B. King Blues. We've got that direct line if we want it.
Yes.
But the problem is we let static get in it.
Yes.
Amen. You see, the Holy Ghost, we have that unction with the Holy Ghost, and we can know everything that God wants us to know because it's all right here.
Right.
We may not totally understand it all. He didn't tell us that. But he said we could know it. You see, and as I mentioned the other day, we know, if we choose to know, we know why all this mess is going on in the United States, well, in the entire world.
Amen.
All the masks, all the mandates, all the vaccines. We know what if we choose to listen. We know all that. But we have that unction if we'll get it clear between us and God, which means we need the right relationship.
Yes.
Now, verse 27. The problem is you got to read the verse right before it.
Yes.
It goes with verse 27. Mm-hmm. It goes right along with it. If you take verse 27 and you just read it, then it's like, whoa, wait a minute. You got to read verse 26 first.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's why it's in that order, by the way. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. There are people out there that want you to believe all the garbage.
Yes.
Now, some of it is just unreal false teaching.
Yes.
Some of it is you've got actual preachers that'll teach their people, oh, you don't need to go to no college. The Lord will give you all you need right here. Well, yes and no. You can read, by the way, you ever heard the floating axe in the Bible? Yeah, they were chopping trees down and borrowed the axe. And they're chopping trees down. And it comes flying off. You ever had that when you're slinging an axe and the head come off of it? It's dangerous. Well, it fell in the water. And I believe it was Elisha.
That's right.
He said, oh, I've lost it. He goes over there and I think he threw a stick in the water and an axe head floated. But guess what they were cutting the trees down for? To build a seminary. That's what they were cutting it down for. To build a prophet school. Did Paul go to the Apostle Paul? Did he go to school?
No.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
In the desert for 3 years under Jesus.
Yeah.
Did the 12 apostles go to the school? They went to school under Jesus.
Yeah.
John the Baptist. Where did he go to school at?
In the wilderness.
Out in the wilderness. Guess who taught him? Yeah. You see, we need to be taught things. That's why we have Sunday school.
Yes.
That's why we have some of these schools where, like, I went and sat for 4 years. And I got to do a lot of preaching because in Kentucky, they got a church on every corner.
Yes, Lord.
And, Lord, if you can't preach down there, something's wrong. You might better back up and see if you's called to preach because there's a lot of preaching down there.
Wow.
Now, they are clannish. And I might get in trouble for saying that. But they are. They're real clannish folk, but they will let you come preach. Because they want to hear something new. But when you read this, you see he tells us, he said, there's people that want to seduce you. So then he said, but the anointing which ye have, which is, what is that anointing? That's the Holy Ghost. Have you ever walked in a church and sat down and you just felt like maybe this ain't where I should be?
Amen.
You know, it's like, it is something ain't, me and them ain't jiving. That's the Holy Ghost speaking to you. And it makes you uncomfortable, to be honest. And then when they fire off and start preaching, now you know, you're like, what did he say? We went to a church, and I won't mention names or where it was at. But we went to a church years ago. And we went there for several Sundays. And I told my wife, I said, there's something wrong. I said, I ain't pinpointed it, but in my walk with the Lord wasn't very good. But even I could tell something wasn't right. I'm like, because the Holy Ghost laid it on my heart. Something ain't right. He's missing something in his sermons. And I just couldn't pinpoint what it was.
Yeah.
So a pastor and his wife, they came over to visit, of course. That's what they do when a new family of, all together, there was, five of us. They come over to visit. And he talked and talked and talked. And Finally, his wife asked her about salvation. They never asked me a word. Well, then it dawned on me a little later. I'm like, well, I mean, that's what's missing from his sermon. He never talks about Jesus and getting saved.
Ooh.
Ah, he was one of those. He was one of those that are born going to heaven. You know, I was probably way down here on my way to hell. Which, by the way, I was saved, so I know I wasn't on my way to hell. But, you know, I may not have been one of the lucky ones. He was a Calvinist. And the Holy Spirit kept laying it on my heart, something is wrong. I didn't understand what was wrong because I didn't have that close enough relationship, but I did have enough sense that I was listening to the, or I guess you can call it that, paying attention to the feeling I got when I was there.
Yes.
So I told her, I said, I ain't going back to church till you find a good church, which was my job really, but I was working. I'll use that for an excuse. And she found the right church, and be honest with you, it was a good church. We were in there for a long time. We grew a lot in the Lord. That's where the Lord called me to preach. That's what this is telling you. If you'll listen to the Spirit,
yes.
The Spirit is enlightening you on a lot of things. And as we read the Bible, listen, when I was reading and studying these verses, and I'm holding off on a lot of it because it's about to be a sermon for a Sunday. But when I was reading all this, the Lord started just throwing all the answers in there. And I'm like, oh, that'll preach. I'm like, oh, that'll make them mad. You know, that one may get me run off. There's a lot of, if we'll just listen to the Lord talking to us, He tells us what we need to know.
That's right.
And honestly, that's where we lack most of the time.
Yes.
And it tells us, well, let's finish reading this verse. He said, but the anointing which ye have received of Him, what's it say?
Abideth
in you. That is dwelling within you.
Yes.
And ye need not that any man teach you. In other words, there's no reason for you to find out whether things are right because the Holy Spirit's telling you, get up, leave, it ain't right.
Amen.
By the way, He also gives you comfort and peace and joy when you're in the right spot.
Yes.
But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things and is truth and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in Him. And now, little children, what?
Abide.
Why do you want to abide? So that you can go back to verse 27 and understand what's going on in verse 26. That's the key. If we're abiding, we go back to verse 27 and we're listening to the Holy Ghost, because in verse 26, there's a lot of junk out there.
Yes.
A lot of junk. I listen to stuff on the... I didn't listen to a lot of preaching. Believe it or not, preachers listen to preachers. And sometimes it's like, what'd you say that for? I'm doing good that you said that. They get on us too. But there's sometimes I'm listening to some preaching and I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. What'd he say? And that's why I've downloaded some of them. So I can go back and I'm back up and I say, oh, you're an idiot. And then I delete it because I don't need to listen to him no more. Because you're crazy.
Yeah.
And all he's teaching false junk. That's what all this tells us. It's real simple. Now, I'm going to do one verse where we started. And I'm going to leave it alone. That's cruel. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Now, I want to explain something to you. Because I'm not going into all this tonight. Lord ain't leading me that direction. I want you to understand, though, when he's talking about love not the world.
Yes.
Now, if I ask, some people say, well, yeah, but we live here. Well, it's true. Who prayed a minute ago? Will did. He said, we're not of it, we're in it. That's so true. We're in the world. We got to put up with all the garbage. But I'm going to be honest with you. I like what the Lord made. He made the desert. He made the mountains with the trees. Not here. They got naked mountains here. But he made the mountains with the trees. He made the ponds where you like to go fish and we never catch nothing. And the rivers. I've loved all of that. I've been places in Colorado that people just dream of doing. Me and my son had been in some mess in the mountains that, like, how did we get into this? Or are we going to get out? been places that I'm just sure that no other humans probably ever put their foot. It's awesome. But that ain't what he's talking about. He's talking about the world system. It's when you look all that up, you'll figure out that it's not the world itself. Mm-hmm. It's the system of the world.
Amen.
The thought pattern of the world.
Yeah.
And we're seeing it big time.
Yes.
Now more than we ever have.
Oh, yeah.
The system of our world was corrupt when I was a kid. And it was corrupt when Brother Larry was a kid, and that's old as dirt. And, I mean, it just corrupt. But guess what? It's worse now than I, myself, who've been around 61 years. It's more corrupt now than I've ever seen it in my life. But here's the scary part. Too many people are following it.
Yes.
And that's the scary part.
Amen.
They're just falling right along with everything that goes on. And it's scary. And I realize a lot of us have to. You go to work. Well, I'm down to funeral home today. I walk in there. Of course, I go in, no mask. He greets me at the door. He said, sir, we've got to have a mask. You need one? I said, no, I got one. And I pulled it out. I said, I put it on. Walked into the sanctuary there where they got Miss Betty's body laying. Took it off. I said, it ain't going to bother her. Amen. She's in heaven. When the lady come back in the room, she looks down there at me and she's just like, well, wasn't anybody wearing it? So by that time, I'm down there, and I didn't know. They said, when we get in there, we don't have to wear it. That air don't circulate in the other room.
Stupidity gone to seed.
But you see what people are falling for? It's. And then when I left, I loved it, because when I left, I walked to the door, and the guy hadn't put his mask on, the guy that helped me in.
Yeah.
He had it down here, and he sees me, and I said, it's okay.
It's okay.
I said, leave it off. I said, you look better. And he just kind of laughed, and he said, are you going home? And I said, well, not exactly, but I said, I got to go. That's the scary part, is the world system that is leading people astray. I'm honestly, they're leading people out of church.
Okay.
Big time.
Yes.
They're leading people not to even talk to each other anymore.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'll just give you a little hint of what's coming when the Lord will release it all. Dehumanizing humans.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
It's coming.
Oh, yes.
Actually, it's here. And it's sad, but it dates all the way back to the 1500s, and I'll have to tell you about that one day. Let's stand.